I want to go back to the campaign contributions, if we could, Carl, for just a moment. You said he'd help you raise money. The issue now is Tim Durham, pardon me, liked to give to lots of folks. He's given to the governor's campaign, gave to Greg Zeller, Attorney General, Mike Delf, Dick Lugar, also even to Barron Hill. Now folks are saying that because of Fair Financial and the federal government investigation, folks should start giving back money. Have you given back any cash? How much?
I have not. The money that we raised for the 2006 campaign was spent on the 2006 campaign, and you're right that Tim has given generously to both Republicans and Democrats and even national candidates for the presidency of the United States. And what I've said I would do is that I've received $2,500 in direct cash contributions from Tim since the 2006 election effort. We'll hold that money aside, and if it turns out that he is convicted or even, charged, actually. If he's charged with a crime involving Fair Finance, then of course we will give that $2,500 back.
Now, will that go back to him or to the government, or you haven't figured out that far down the road?
No, that's a good question, because I'm not sure. We don't know. None of us know. The governor, Senator Delf, Mayor Ricketts, all of these folks, Barron Hill, none of us who have received money really at this point know, number one, if that money didn't come from a legitimate source, and if it didn't come from a legitimate source, where did it come from and who does it belong to? These are a bunch of what-if type questions that I think we'll have to be patient and let the federal investigators ferret all of this out and then make a decision.
Maryland County Prosecutor Carl Brizzi, our guest this morning, as we talk about the relationship with financier Tim Durham, who's under investigation by the FBI for Fair Financial and Obsidian, the other company, have you spoken to Tim since all this broke out?
I have spoken to him. I have. I've spoken to him a couple of different times, one as it relates to the board and documentation, the paperwork in terms of where that was in the process. Another time just to see how he's doing, just to ask him how he's doing.
Did he say, did he proclaim his innocence, or can you disclose some of the nature of that conversation? Or, Carl, this is all just one really, really, really big mistake. Trust me on this one. Or,
well, for sure he has said that. He does not, in those short conversations that I've had, he does not indicate that he's done anything wrong. And in fact, has explained to me that, if this is some sort of Ponzi scheme, then every bank in America, is some sort of Ponzi scheme, because banks take in money, they use that money to fund other projects, to fund, to redeem certificates of deposit, all of that. So, but other than that, I haven't talked to him in over a week, and I'm not sure how he's doing right now. Back over a week ago, this is a difficult thing. So that's probably the best way to say it.
Obviously, some folks, political insiders, media had raised questions about Tim's lifestyle. The yacht, the Playboy parties, the pajama parties, the whole nine yards. And some folks are saying that if not, illegal, but it should have been inappropriate for a county prosecutor, to be seen, at the Super Bowl party, sort of, being part of the lifestyles of the rich and famous and that sort of whole Hollywood lifestyle deal.
Yeah, I would agree with that, actually, in hindsight. Going to the Super Bowl, I think is totally appropriate. I even think that, going there on the, in terms of flying out there with them, that was disclosed on the campaign finance reports as well. Being seen as part of, an entourage that may have depicted an image probably different from what reality is was probably a mistake and something that I probably would not do. Well, as you say, I wouldn't do that again. But all of that comes sort of over the course of, the last couple of years and, understanding that those kinds of decisions and that kind of perception may down the road, come back and help contribute to, a cartoon in the Indianapolis Star.
Obviously, you're an elected official, county prosecutor. There are always political ramifications to everything that you do. Right now you're taking some lumps in the media. Do you expect this to last, or what do you think the political ramifications are going to be? And do you think the voters see you differently now, as this news about Tim Durham and his finances is broken?
Well, I don't know whether or not the voters view me differently. We haven't taken a poll. We haven't taken a poll about whether or not to give this interview or how to respond to these questions. We're just sort of taking it, day by day. Certainly, I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you, and I'm happy to answer questions that are fair and that are relevant. to, you know, some of the things that are, you know, that are being talked about now. So we're going to be, you know, we will answer questions as appropriate and just take each day as it comes.
So now I got to ask you the big question, which is, you were already on the fence before all this news broke out about possibility about running for a third term, hadn't really quite convinced one way or the other. Has this impacted that decision or soon-to-be decision? Because eventually you're going to have to do something.
Eventually we are going to have to make a decision, for sure. You know, there's lots of different factors at play here, and you know this. We've talked about this over over a cigar even. That you know, politics for me is not a vocation; it's an avocation, and it's something that I truly enjoy doing. But at the same time, you know, there are things like this where you've got, you know, children that are growing up; they're going to college. They're, you know, that it's expensive to be a dad and to do the things you want to do for your kids. And so, as you try and balance all of this, there's a certain give and take here that needs to be weighed out. You know, this incident, while, you know, it's not determinative, but it certainly, you know, just plays a factor in the whole decision-making process in terms of whether or not you want to be, you know, on the front page, you know, every day when there are other things that you can go do. So, you know, I don't know. It's a factor, and we'll be talking more about that here in the next probably 30, 45 days.
Is there anything in particular, and as I sit here, I can't help but to notice the picture sort of glance at of you, Rudy Giuliani, and Tim Durham at so it looks like some kind of function. Regret having the picture there, or when you look at it, it's like, you know, happier times, more fun times, or what the hell was I thinking?
Look, you know, we all have friends. You have friends. I have friends. I mean, we all have friends, and I don't know anyone who goes around asking their friends, "Hey, have you violated laws today? You know, are you, or even accused of violating the laws?" I mean, that's just not the way we operate in the society. And Tim Durham has been a very generous person in terms of his community involvement. He hosted a fundraiser for Rudy Giuliani when Rudy was running for president, and I was Rudy's finance chairman, and so that's what that picture is, and we spent some time at Shapiro's and we had a good event. But I don't, I mean, that's not, my friendship is not one of the things that I'm going to say I regret.
That was actually going to be my question, though. Do you regret your friendship with Tim?
No. And what kind of friend would I be if I said that I regretted that? No, that's not who I am. You know, again, we talked about some of the things that could have been done differently. You know, due diligence on FAIR in retrospect. So we learn every day from decisions that we made in the past, and hopefully we grow and evolve as human beings from that.
All right. Anything you want to add, Marion County Prosecutor Carl Brizzi?
No, I appreciate the time and the questions, and I hope that you found the answers forthcoming.
All right. Carl, thank you very much.
Thank you.